Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is here. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Brr, it's cold. It's colder there than it is here, I suppose, but it's going to be cold for a while, a bit of everywhere here in the United States, isn't it?
That's really true. Everybody from the Continental Divide east to the coast of the Atlantic, with the exception of maybe South Florida, is going to feel the effects of an abnormally cold shot of air for November. Not that November gives us a lot of cold. We can, but this is something that we would see more like in December or January type cold. Not only are we going to be looking at cold, but freezing precipitation, not only in the short term, but in the long term, is something that we're going to need to watch, Todd, because this is a pattern that could set up shop for a while.
I guess I should not have ridden my motorcycle to work today. I have a heated vest. It's okay. I'll make it home all right. Hey, as we look forward, because this week and next week, there'll be many farmers in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt that really do need to finish up shucking corn, getting out crops. How bad of a problem is this going to be for them?
Well, I think initially, with a few exceptions in the far northern areas where they're going to see significant snow, the problem is going to be more the cold than a lot of precipitation. I think those areas certainly are going to see some big cold, but snowfall should be light. So for folks trying to get out, I think they'll be okay. But they're certainly going to have to deal with some very frigid temperatures.
Turn your attention to the southern hemisphere, where it's much warmer, and they're at the beginning of their growing season. They had waited for some rainfall. They got some, but I don't know how widespread it was.
Well, you know, I guess for areas of Brazil that really needed the rain, they got some, and they're in line to get more. Argentina is an area that is looking dry here in the week ahead.
Any place else around the world that you're keeping an eye on that might be a problem for crops?
Well, you know, in terms of, you know, if we go down under, it does look like some of the central western areas of Australia have got some good chances for precipitation. So those areas looking good right now. Australia is an area that we're going to need to watch for potential dryness later on.
Hey, thanks so much, Don, for taking the time with us today.
Thank you.
That, of course, is Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Well, that wraps up this edition of the Closing Market Report. Don't forget to visit our website. The address there is willag.org. There you'll find all of our agricultural programming and a way to purchase your tickets for our Farm Assets Conference. That's 800-898-1065. If you just want to make the phone call, or at willag.org. You have a great afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.
Learnard Seed Service supports agricultural programming on WILL as an additional service to its customers. Learnard Seed Service is an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers throughout East Central Illinois via the Asgrow on-demand bulk soybean handling system. Learnard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.